understand the dialect.
Joe Rabbi.
Really? I can't do it.
There's some down at the bar.
That's what they're walking distance.
Yeah.
Walking
there would be the problem.
I'll call the meeting back to order.
Have you turned that on?
I think she has, yes. We will move on to item B, Transylvania County Voluntary Agricultural District Ordinance. Go ahead.
So you all reviewed the Transylvania County Agricultural District Ordinance at the beginning of the summer. And working with BART, we updated the ordinance to be in a format similar to the other ordinances that the Planning Board has reviewed and updated over the last few years. And so there's articles and sections. There is the format of the purpose and the authority at the front. There's definitions. The content has not changed since you last reviewed it. And thinking back to the last time you reviewed it, you had a discussion about present use value, why that was removed from the ordinance, how the agriculture was defined by the North Carolina General Statute, wondering if there was an acreage limit to be considered a farm and to be considered in a voluntary ag district. And so you all had discussions about that. And I don't necessarily know that anything was officially determined because you knew you were going to review it again. So, the Agricultural Advisory Board reviewed it after it was formatted to meet or reflect other ordinances. And so now that it is your turn to say it is ready to go back to the county commissioners, or it needs to address this. And this is whatever you choose to consider tonight.
Didn't we recommend changes to that when we reviewed it? We brought up some things about it, I believe. I remember correctly. Yeah.
It appears there were some changes. It doesn't look like major overhauls, or, right?
You all discuss acreage.
Yeah.
That is one of the things that the ag advisor. Do you want to share?
Yeah, sure. I'll start with that. And I'm happy to answer whatever questions, but that specifically was considered by the Ag Advisory Board, which, as a reminder, consists of actual farmers here in the community and people who work in the land management business, such as real estate agents, who are going to need to be aware of this, the ramifications of this ordinance. We talked about requiring a specific acreage in order to enter into a voluntary ag district, and we came to the conclusion that that would be more of a hindrance than an advantage. The face of agriculture is changing in a variety of ways, and it's very possible that we could have somebody with, for example, a hydroponic system that only takes up a tenth or a fifteenth of an acre that would generate more revenue than somebody with cows on hundreds of acres. So the Ag Advisory Board, they understand agriculture. They have the parameters set forth in the definition of agriculture, which they can use to accept or deny anybody. And understanding what sort of farm activity we're talking about, they are going to be able to differentiate between somebody with some chickens in their backyard versus somebody with a money-making egg operation, for example, somebody who has a couple of beehives versus somebody who is making a living off of honey. You know, acreage, I think, to some extent, is not necessarily. It could exclude some people potentially, as opposed to include them. And just since this may be a good time to mention, since last we met, you know, there was a significant amount of litigation that took place against hog farms down east that really revealed the extent to which farms are protected from nuisance lawsuits. Voluntary ag districts are a piece of the puzzle, and they will continue to be important. They did not afford those farms any additional protection from those nuisance lawsuits. This is really about awareness. We want people to come to us, and we want them to be a part of this, because then we'll have their information. We can put that out to the public. We can let them know if you're moving in this area, you can expect these activities. That's where the real benefit of this project is going to come from, is the awareness. There really is, honestly, the benefits of being in a voluntary ag district, outside of awareness, you do get extra access to grant money. There was a grant that just came out that was available only to farms that were in voluntary ag districts, you know, things like that. But awareness is the goal of this ordinance.
So in theory, you'd be saying then that if a trout farmer that has no other agricultural operation, such as pasture land, hay land, crop land, livestock, or anything of that nature, might be able to get in under ag district.
Trout farmer, yeah. If the board determines, you know, this guy or girl is making money off of this agricultural enterprise, yeah. Especially here in Transylvania County, we grow a third of the state's trout here. That's our highest revenue ag operation. Although most of the current land that is in a voluntary ag district is there because of forest. As far as acreage.
That's considered, it says agriculture, right? Is that?
Yeah.
That's what that would mean. So it's covered.
Yeah,
in that session one there.
Now, Bart, you all, that ag board decided to do away with, there was three ag districts. There was Little River, Transylvania, what was the other one? French Broad.
Yeah.
And they decided to do away with those, or do away with one of them, wouldn't it?
No, and that's a great point, and it's somewhat difficult to explain. Jackson County did the same thing, though, when they updated their ordinance. And so, I can't remember if I explained this last time, but typically what has happened, especially in counties down east that have this program, is there were certain identifiable areas in the county that you could say that's where the agriculture is, and that was considered a certain ag district.
Which is what the way we did here.
Traditionally. Yeah, that's the way it is in the current ordinance. What we're suggesting is that you just participate in the Transylvania County ordinance. So that really is going to make our ability to explain this program a lot easier. And it's going to streamline things. And like I said, it's the way Jackson County did it, and they've been very happy with the way it went for them. I think that some of the benefits that are you know, the what continues to be, what will probably be moving forward with the Soil and Water Board, is that an enhanced voluntary ag district. It, you know, there's the regular voluntary ag district, and you can be in an enhanced, which the regular voluntary ag district is voluntary. You can exit that agreement at any time. So it's really just kind of a, just again, awareness. The enhanced voluntary ag district is irrevocable. If you decide to put your land in the enhanced voluntary ag district and then build a roller coaster on your farm, you, the Ag Advisory Board would have the right to say that's not an agricultural activity. And, but that has never been tested by our court system, I would say.
It's not going to prevent the rides at the pumpkin kind of places.
See, there you go. If it's a pumpkin-based roller coaster, then
exactly.
I think could, like, we could make an exception.
Oh, the apple orchard.
Yeah.
You get the toad around the apple orchard. And hay ride.
Actually, I will say that thanks to Joy making me go make sure that all these statutes are still correct, agritourism is technically now in the state statute's definition of agriculture. And that happened in 2017. But it's a funny loophole, and this isn't what we have to worry about, but you technically still have to file Schedule F, Scott, with farm law, profit and loss, and to do that, you can't have agritourism. So I don't know how people are doing, but that's not
a lot of that came from the Johnson farm over in Henderson County is where a lot of that came from.
Because
they've been having tours over there for many years that I can remember.
That's true.
So in the draft that you all received in the mail, there are a few items that will need to be updated before going to the county commissioners. One is ex officio, shall be defined.
Yeah.
So people know what that is. One is considering the majority and quorum and how that is defined, whether it's a simple majority or if it is two-thirds of the members.
Yeah, I didn't even...
Two-thirds
of several.
We're going to do a simple majority.
So it would be a simple majority before it goes to the county commissioners. Another section that was changed was section 14.3. Any application not containing all information and not meeting specifications set forth in this ordinance shall be rejected and returned to the applicant together with the reasons for rejection. And that is almost verbatim from the sign control ordinance and the mountain ridge protection ordinance. And so it meets the intent of what was previously there, but it matches the recently updated ordinances. It also provides a little bit of extra time for that to occur. And then there's a couple of articles that have to be updated to meet the new organization of the ordinance that is now sections.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, the...
Nothing to change.
We have one more.
Section 15.
The on page 15.
Yeah, that last one. Comment, delete.
Well, all of that is after where it becomes effective.
Yeah, I that one.
And so those were comments in the draft that were not part of the ordinance because the ordinance ends where it is signed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so either it needs to be incorporated in or it needs to be deleted.
Yeah, that should have gotten included. I forgot that was there.
Actually, Mark told me to delete that, but when you're trying to show what you've deleted, you can't delete it. So it is deleted, but it's just showing.
The one below it's got all the lines through it, so that one's out.
But when you're trying to mark something up, had I just deleted it, you would never know I deleted it, so it wouldn't be there. So it's deleted.
Okay. So what do we need to do with that?
Nothing. It's deleted.
Just let it go.
Yeah, it'll go away when it gets in the final print.
I feel like you're watching MASH where Rayo says you have to sign here and then initial here to show that you signed instead of initialing here.
Sign here, initial here, and give me $10 and we're all done.
Okay.
That, yeah, that was the wording of the actual agreement that the landowner would enter into with the county.
Okay.
And is that supposed to be in here, or no, we don't know.
This will stop where the signature is at the bottom. Yeah.
Now, on page 6, article 7, 12.3, it says have a current NRCS plan on file prior to approval. That's only saying enhanced. We don't have it enhanced in this county yet, and I just had to revise my conservation plan on my tree farm. They should be required. In other words, the tax office needs to have something to be able to hang their hat on. If John Q. Public goes in there and says, how do you know that this is agricultural land and that they're not just getting away with paying a third less taxes on their property? They have a conservation plan. They have a farm service agency farm and track number.
Yeah.
That is the legal way. I mean, FSA is the only agency that can assign a farm and a track number. And they certify that it is agricultural land. And then, if the landowner has a soil and water conservation plan, then that seals the envelope right there.
Yeah.
That enhanced ought to come out. Or we ought to just say enhanced and standard agricultural district.
Right. So remember that to enter into a voluntary ag district, we no longer have the requirement for present use value. You have to be in present use value to get that lower tax status. This in no way affects your tax status. Doesn't touch it. It's just simply a designation saying that you are conducting farm activities. And the board discussed this pretty extensively, and what they decided was that as you can see in 12.2 there, it says have or be in the process of attaining an NRCS soil conservation plan if the land is highly erodible as defined by the NRCS. And the property is not in the present use value taxation.
You'll say highly erodible only applies to cropland. Doesn't apply to pasture, hayland, or timberland.
Well, I think the board, and the board was interested in getting people performing agricultural activities into this program. And it was seen as that could be a barrier given NRCS's current ability to get those plans completed.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
So, with this, we have the opportunity to engage with the farmers much easier, and we've removed what has proven to be a roadblock to getting people into this program currently. So,
okay.
That is why we chose to word things the way we did. But that is a good point.
Okay.
But the intent is still there. With that particular requirement, we are able to engage with people working their land, and we're able to improve our chances of getting best management practices on the ground.
I'm just looking at making sure that that they're not just getting a free ride on taxes at everybody else's expense.
And this wouldn't touch that either.
Well, I mean, what's fair is fair. In other words, if you're gonna have 40% of your taxes reduced because you're doing agriculture, you ought to be able to prove it.
And we've actually, with the present use value program, which the tax office administrates, which actually does lower your tax burden, that just got reviewed, and people have been getting removed from that because they have not been able to prove that they have been engaging in agriculture, as you're saying, with their you know, NRCS soil and water plan and all those kinds of things.
But I just had to renew my plan.
Yeah.
And take it over there.
Yeah, but that is a separate.
Okay. Sorry for taking time.
So what do we need to do, George?
To approve to send it on to the county commissioners with the minor changes as identified by the comments.
Second. Move and second. All right, we have a motion on the floor. Any discussion? Sandy, did you want
to? No, I said that was fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, man.
I always do end up at the end of the agenda, which is good for me.
Exactly. All right, any discussion? Okay. All right.
I would like to say Joy and Kaylin have been incredibly patient and wonderful with me, and I really appreciate that. They've bent over backwards to keep me from being bad. It's really hard to do. And I appreciate everybody's attention to this.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for bringing it to our attention. All those in favor of sending this to the county commissioner for review and hopeful approval, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, like sign. All right, motion carries. I will make a motion that we pick up watershed protection ordinance review next month.
Good call.
All right, everybody okay with that? Sandy, are you okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with
is that.
Is
that what you were waiting for? No, okay.
All right. New business. We've taken care of item A there. Planning and community development update.
Can we do that next one?
You
want to
tack that on the next one? Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bart. I'm okay with you saying it's all good.
Everything's fine, don't worry about it.
Well, there are a couple of items that planning board should be aware of. The Joint Historic Preservation Commission will be hosting a workshop for property owners of historic homes with the State Historic Preservation Office coming down to provide a presentation on tools and resources for property owners to maintain the historic integrity of their homes. The Transportation Advisory Committee is beginning the process of a comprehensive transportation plan.
Wow.
So it is a system level view of all transportation, and that includes pedestrian, freight, boats, bicycles, cars, RVs, trucks, all of that. And so it's system level. How can we address the concerns of the community with different transportation projects from a system level? I was at a floodplain conference all day today, and there is a lot of floodplain in Transylvania County. We are on the docket to get new flood maps in 2022, assuming everything goes as planned. And so the floodplain will be updated by those flood maps. And once the State Department of Public Safety gets funding from FEMA, the process will begin. And so you will see and hear more about that as that begins and moves forward. Those are the major things.
All right. Okay.
What? Oh, noise. Thank you, Kaylin. The county commissioners and the county manager have requested that planning board consider a noise ordinance. And so.
Can we say no?
No, we don't.
No, we don't. No, 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 no.
Actually, you can. That the rest of the question is to the planning board. Does the planning board think that it should be considered?
There was a noise ordinance amended and approved in 2013, and there have been noise complaints since then. And wondering, is there a way to update it to be more enforceable or address the concerns that have come up since it was last amended? And so it will review a case law review, a statute review, and is there anything that we can do to improve it that is functionally appropriate for Transylvania?
That is probably something that we need to get some assistance from the county attorney on as well.
When we have a county attorney.
We don't have one now?
No.
Who's going to go talk to Fox News?
Here I did. Yeah, we're going. Hey, be sure. I'm going to amend the motion.
Yeah.
The recommend that we send the good doctor down here to deal with them, since we don't have a county attorney.
Yeah.
So I guess they don't need a county attorney.
So we can put that on the doctor to look at sometime, right?
Yeah, it will be on the agenda for the next planning board meeting. So you will have the watershed protection ordinance and the noise ordinance.
5 years old, though. And I'll tell you, I only brought up Wilson right off the Wilson Road up there. And there's some guy on a motorcycle comes by there, and it is like
8:45 p.m.
I mean, I live a quarter of a mile off the road, and it is loud. It's unbelievable.
So.
I don't know how you enforce that, but it's probably
the biggest pain I dealt with for 8 years as a commissioner was that stinking noise.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I got sued over that thing 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
When is the next meeting?
Personally.
November
15th.
Yeah.
If you guys want to change it, please see.
Okay.
When is that?
November 15th.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Joy? As I recall, we really need to do our best to try to get the watershed protection ordinance finished next meeting.
Yes.
So if we can,
yes.
Let's try to keep so we can devote as much attention to that as possible.
Well,
I know things can come up. It'll be a month, but.
Noise ordinance will be new business, and you can choose how to address it.
Yeah.
You may have updates from the Cedar Mountain community.
Okay.
Once you have approved that, the county commissioners will consider and see if staff time can be spent on that, and you may get more updates from them. You may be requested to attend public input sessions in the community to support the community as they consider potentials for setbacks and signs and lighting. With your experience and your expertise, you may be requested to attend some of those meetings. I'm not sure what timeline they're looking at.
Okay.
I don't know if that would be January or if that would be November. So, I will keep you updated on what I hear from them.
It's getting time for about 26% or 28% of them to head back to Florida anyway. So, whatever that number was,
try to get across that bridge on the Sanibel.
Speaking of vacation rentals and temporary housing, there's a question of whether planning board needs to look at tiny home development and other development to ensure that it's safe.
So that's interesting because I have a client in Transylvania County who was just thinking about that, doing a pocket neighborhood.
Right now, the subdivision ordinance applies to condos and townhomes where they are owned by individuals. Multiple individuals on one parcel. You know, you saw the Whisper Hills plan, and the subdivision ordinance applies to subdivisions that are large or that are parcels of land that are subdivided. And the manufactured home park ordinance applies to mobile homes and manufactured homes and has road design criteria to ensure safe access and separation of units. But the temporary nature of vacation homes and tiny homes are not addressed by either of those ordinances because it would be one ownership and it would be not for year-round occupancy and not on wheels.
Are those tiny homes on wheels? Are
some
they movable?
Yeah, some of them.
Yeah.
So, something to consider when there's time.
Sounds like we're going to be busy. Mm-hmm. Is the shooting range waiting for our, waiting for this watershed ordinance?
No.
Okay.
Shooting range is completely separate from the update of the watershed protection ordinance.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Item C, other. Any other business? All right, move on from that. Public and board member comments. You've earned the right for sure tonight. All right, board member comments. I don't want to take much more time other than to say thank you. There was a lot of thought and effort. I felt like, you know, what does they say about you know, you have a good compromise when nobody's happy. I'm not sure that everybody was happy with the outcome of the variance, but I felt like we had a good discussion and we arrived at, I think, a very well thought out and responsible recommendation to the commissioners. Hopefully things will work out for the Fox Tower, like I said. I'd be surprised if they do, but hopefully they will. If they will, if it can work, it will it'll benefit not only U.S. Cellular, but it'll address the need that we have in the community. I think was important to several of us, and it'll open the door up, too, for other, not just U.S. Cellular, but the other cell companies that'll end up on that monopole if we can't work out things with WHNS. So.
Yeah.
I'll go talk to them. I'll and that's the only reason I abstain is because I would rather have that conversation first and then say, okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Next video.
Yeah, preferably. You know.
There's one piece of information. Cows.
What?
Carrier on wheels.
Yep.
Oh, I thought we were talking about agriculture.
No, there are telecommunication towers that are only allowed for 180 days. They are exempt from the telecommunication tower ordinance. So a cow can go up on that protected mountain ridge for 180 days. And that's the limit without getting a permit.
How would that benefit to us?
That could buy us 180 days to work out things with aviation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that, I guess you rent that? I mean,
yeah.
U.S. Cellular is already planning on having a cow update to make sure that their license doesn't expire before the tower is built. Mm-hmm. So you may see a tower up there, but most likely it would be a temporary tower that is considered a cow.
What does that acronym stand for?
Carrier on wheels.
Okay. Like a temporary tower.
And it would be the 150.
They're proposing 120 feet, but that's a large tower that is exempt from the telecommunication tower ordinance for 180 days. So.
Well, that's probably a good thing. You might have a tower to fail or something, or there might be a disaster and we need an emergency tower.
So.
Mm-hmm. Our next meeting is the 15th of November, right?
Mm-hmm. Unless you all change it.
Hey, by the way,
are you wanting us to change it?
Yes.
Where
it is my son's birthday.
Oh, well.
So, like, you...
Yeah, exactly.
The last meeting for your son's birthday.
Yeah.
I would love...
You need to be there for that.
We have already prepared him to celebrate on the weekend. And we can establish, I can do something special for him. Because of Thanksgiving, it's a little bit of an issue.
Are you all okay with if she sends us a few dates?
Yes.
We could do it that Tuesday.
We could.
That Monday.
Yeah.
Send us a few.
Monday is a holiday.
That's right.
Send us a few. Okay.
Dates, and we can give it some consideration.
It may be best to do it on the 15th, but if there is an appropriate day, I'll send it and see if a majority can meet on that day.
Okay. That's fine.
Or the Thursday before that, right?
The 8th.
Yeah, throw that in there as a possibility. The 8th and the Tuesday before.
The 8th and the 13th.
Okay.
If anybody cares, the Broncos are beating the Cardinals 28-3.
The Red Sox are winning 1-0 in the bottom of the 4th.
Somebody said that Facebook.
I want to say one thing. I continue to be impressed with this board, the way we interact and go with solutions. Being involved a little bit with another county board right now, I'm hoping I'm going to change that in a few weeks. This is a good board.
Yeah. Thank you for running, too, by the way, for school board. It was hanging yourself out there. It's tough.
I thought commissioner was thankless. That's far more thankless. Any other board comments?
It's a good job tonight, Daryl.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you. That's a good job, though. That applies to everybody.
And I will just say thanks to Joy for reeling him in, too. Because he kind of just made himself part of the group.
Because
that's just the kind of people we are.
That's right.
Good job there.
Yeah.
I was.
All right. Okay. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
To adjourn.
All right. Second. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Pose like sign. All right. We're adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.
This,
by the way, this is my wife BJ.
Hello.
And I got a text from her about 45 minutes ago. She came here and brought her knitting with her. She's like, I'm out of yarn. Hurry the hell up.